As part of its St John Votes 2026 initiative, St John-based social planning organisation, the Human Development Council, partnered with Civic Tech St John to run a number of candidates' forums to enable candidates to communicate their platforms directly to voters. The fifth forum took place at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 69 for candidates running to represent the city's Ward 1 on the west side of the city. Six of the eight candidates were present at the forum, hosted by Executive Director of the Human Development Council, Randy Hatfield. The candidates in attendance were current councillor Greg Norton, as well as Blake Armstrong, Sherry Colwell-McCava, Su-Ping Shi, Adam Smith and Joe Votar. The other two candidates, Philip Armstrong and Richard Lee, were absent. The topics of discussion included issues significant particularly to St John's on the west side, including housing, growth, transit and the proposed Lawnville data centre. Blake Armstrong was the first to introduce his platform.
I grew up here in West St. John. I've lived here my whole life. The province of New Brunswick is responsible for housing. As a city now, we are looking after the homeless as best we can. It's a sad situation. Most of these people are on drugs. I don't have a cure, and I'll listen to the rest of the candidates for a solution. What moves people is a job. So we need to be open for business. We need recreation. St. John's lacking in recreation. We need to get the young people here. St. John's a beautiful town. We do have everything here. We just have to utilize it, prioritize what we want. Lawnville, there's been a pile of miscommunication on both sides. So they've been telling about this $2 billion data center to make a decision, and I am pro-business, make no mistake. You have to have all the information. How's it going to affect Lawnville? But how's it going to affect the whole city of St. John? As a councillor, you have to have all the information from both sides to make an informed decision. I'm very fortunate I haven't had to take the bus since 1976. So do I know the bus is exactly what we need? No, I don't know. Can I tell you it cost a pile of money? Absolutely. Are we getting the best value for our money? We need to answer that question. Why would you vote for Blake Armstrong? Number one, not a politician. Number two, I've been in the bar business over 40 years. I know common sense. I'm very forceful. I speak. I'm aggressive, but I speak from the heart.
My name is Sherry Colwell-McCaver, and I've lived in St. John the majority of my life, the last 31 years in Lawnville. I have over 20 years of experience as a business analyst. I see a gap that is growing exponentially between residents and city council. There is a perceived lack of transparency coupled with a lack of clear and concise communication. We need to work on rebuilding faith and trust in our elected officials. We need to bring accountability back to council. Homelessness, it's a systemic issue, and it's got multifaceted causes. We're just now starting to try and find solutions. We need to understand that these people, they're part of our community. They're human beings. I don't think it's all drugs. I think that there are people that may have just fallen on hard times. Anybody in this room can be one step away from homelessness. We need to work together as a community to support the people who need it the most. We have to start being a welcoming community. So we need to start treating people with respect. I'm not against development, this hyperscale data center. Let's think about the light that's going to come from that. Let's think about the noise. Let's think about the 755,000 tons of greenhouse gases that are going to be emitted. The cost for the power, it's going to fall on the New Brunswick ratepayers. I'm not a politician. What I am is a concerned citizen who experienced obstacles as I tried to navigate the system to try and do right by my neighbors and community. I want to help people have a voice in how their city is being run and managed. The residents are St. John, and we need to stand up and ensure that we are heard, seen, and listened to.
My name's Greg Norton. I was elected in 2012. I've been your councillor for 14 years now. I'm running to make sure that the high price that you pay to live here matches the quality of service that you deserve. I'm the proud dad of three girls. I call the west side of St. John home. We should be focused on things like recreation, public safety, municipal services such as snow plowing. With that, the Housing for All strategy has met with some success, but there's more work that needs to be done. If we're going to become a community of choice, affordability is absolutely critical. If you can't afford to live in a community, it doesn't matter how desirable it is. I voted in favor of rezoning land in our industrial parks to unlock potential to see not only growth, but increased revenue, jobs, and prosperity for people not only in Lorneville, but all the way out to the east side of St. John. It's a $2 billion project. It isn't going to impact any sort of groundwater, but it's also been vetted through what's arguably the most rigorous environmental impact assessment in all of Canada, expanding the flex service beyond already designated bus routes is essential. I would advocate that we move the flex system not only off existing bus routes, but enhance it on bus routes as well. If you're looking for experience, trust, and somebody that can bring change for an ever-changing community, consider me. It's the highlight of my life working and serving on your city council.
I'm Su Pingxi. I was a professor before I came to Canada. I was in the board of Xinjiang Community Arts and 6 years. And in 2 terms, I chaired the board. I lived in this ward 35 years. I found that a lot of us feel that our voice is not heard. The homeless people needed to be sheltered. They needed to be fed. There is a temporary solution, medium-term solution, then long-term solution for them. Eventually, we want them to go back to be able to support themselves, right? We're going to ask about ourselves, why this is happening? Let's ask, we all have to work together to get the problem under control. I immigrated from China, and I was a young girl, now I'm a grandmother. Why I stayed? First is job and housing. Xinjiang has a lot of potential, the views, the beautiful sceneries. To attract the new immigrant here, job, housing, entertainment, and importantly, they feel they are welcomed here. The data center, Lorneville people has concerned, so their concern has to be answered. What's the Lorneville community get from this? So we need to the data. Safe neighborhoods, better roads and infrastructure, affordable housing, responsible spending, and a better value for our dollars. I will bring a practical community-first approach, my full-time effort, focusing on real improvement people can see. So let us build the strong Xinjiang, a safe neighborhood, clean street, lot of job, everyone sees bright future.
My name is Adam Smith. I am running in this election because I want to ensure that we have a safe and vibrant city filled with possibilities for generations to come. I've been a volunteer firefighter for the last 15 years, and I've served as an executive assistant to a provincial cabinet minister, as well as serve as the chief of staff to the leader of the official opposition of New Brunswick. Together, we can lower your tax rate while making investments in our public safety, infrastructure, and ensuring that our constituents are properly consulted. We need to be looking at if we need to rezone areas to allow for things like single room occupancy that can be a safety net or a hand up to folks that are currently experiencing homelessness. And we also need to make sure that we are taking a coordinated approach. All levels of government and community organizations working together, these are our fellow St. Johners. We need to make St. John more affordable to create a level playing field for business, for residents, so they can stay, put down roots, and become a part of our community. I'm a pro-development guy, but I believe that it needs to be in the right place for the right reasons. The consultation process that took place with the people of Lorneville wasn't a proper consultation process. So I have serious concerns about this project, the energy consumption, the water consumption, the environmental concerns. If you want a councillor that has governmental experience working for constituents, that will adamantly pursue lowering your tax rate, that will invest in our public safety, then I need your vote. And if you want a councillor that will be open to you, make you an active participant, then I need your vote.
I'm Joe Vautour, and I'm proud to say I'm a 58-year resident of St. John, right here in Ward 1. I'm a retired 33-year veteran of the St. John Fire Department. I also serve my community by volunteering on several committees. I've also had the privilege of receiving the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal. Fiscal responsibility and tax reform. The property tax rate is set by the city. However, the province is responsible for setting the ever-increasing assessments. We do not receive a fair return. We can invest where it counts. We can support frontline services. We can keep our communities safer. We can take a better approach for the homeless. As a first responder, I've had the opportunity to deal with the homeless face-to-face. Their number one priority is warmth and shelter and survival. And most of the time, their number two priority is, where's my next high coming from? We have to fix that. We have to educate them. We need to take all levels of government and even private enterprise. These are our citizens. We need to help them. Let's make St. John more affordable. We can do that by lowering taxes. We can make St. John a welcoming community. Let's give them a sense of belonging. Let's sell St. John. Let's promote the beauty of St. John. The rezoning for the industrial park in Lawrenville was approved. Lawrenville is the community most affected. And I'm not certain that all the data is out there on this construction. If something should happen, let's make sure they do it right. Let's make sure we get something for it. What matters me most is giving back. Being a counselor isn't just about attending council meetings. It's about showing up every day for the people you serve and advocating for what matters most to you. I'm ready. I welcome any further discussion.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the Human Development Council YouTube channel, where all candidates' forums are available in full. The municipal elections take place on Monday, May 11th. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove, Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.